You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view.
Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Doghouse Systems. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get twice the RAM. They're a great, nice boutique, custom-made gaming systems, have a nice podcast, good forums, and they'll help you for free even if you don't have a Doghouse system. With all your computer woes, I know some of you may be wondering, hey, what can I do with some of my gift money I got for Christmas, if you celebrate Christmas? Or, what can I do with my upcoming tax money? Or, what can I do with the money that I can spend before my wife hits me over the head with a club? And the answer is, well, computer stuff. Right?
Right.
It doesn't have to necessarily be Doghouse System. My point is, if you have questions about how you can best upgrade your computer, hey, maybe stop by their forums or give them a call or, you know, send them an email for the podcast and, hey, I'm sure they'll be glad to help you, or you can take a look at their system specs, because I know they test a lot of their stuff out thoroughly. Or, if you have the cash, you know, why not look into getting one of their systems? Like I said, 2 Mordor, save some money, and get twice the RAM. So, welcome to Casual Stroll to Mordor. This is a podcast about Lord of the Rings Online. My name is Merrick.
I'm Golden Star.
And this is episode 178. 178.
Mm-hmm.
1 + 7 = 8.
That's true.
Oh my gosh. What did you do this week?
What a special episode this is.
I know, it's landmark.
This week, Golden Star actually completed tier 3 of the More the Merrier deed in the Yule Festival. Yay, I got my Yeti boots!
You said it wasn't worth it. Why are you cheering?
I said, I'm happy I got them. I think I would be more annoyed if I didn't get them. But after I got done, I was just kind of like, I did all that for Yeti boots. What's wrong with me? because I had a plethora of tokens, I also got the Yeti cloak and the Yule steed and the Yule steed cosmetics for my war steed. The wintry steed. The new one. And so I got that all set. I didn't have to buy any festival tickets or reset anything. I did it all. And other than that, I am kind of annoyed with that stupid daily gift giver because she's a little miser of a hobbit. She's miserable. She only gives me tokens or skirmish marks or pretty much that's it. Tokens or skirmish marks. I've gotten now 3. Yule hats. I didn't really need 3. I've got nothing else. I think I got medallions once. I don't even know what to do with those. but you're like, oh, you got marks. That's fantastic. I'm like, I don't want marks. Okay. I'm doing this stupid crap to get like the spiral horned thing or maybe a hobby horse. It's the whole purpose of me taking my burglar there, my dumb burglar, and then she dinged there. So she's hitting no hobby horse. She's got nothing. She didn't even get a hat. She's gotten a bunch of, like, you get 2 Yule tokens. Well, whoopty crap. I get 4 for finishing a quest. But anyway. So I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed with her because she is too stingy with her presents. I'm getting nothing. Other than that, super huge news, everybody. I got the green light to tell everybody. I'm so excited. Okay, so you know my dumb group, and in that dumb group, there's Hoppy and his wife, Lady Dumb.
Oh.
They're having twins! They're expecting in June, I believe. I'm so excited.
No, we're not pregnant. No.
No, Lady Dumb is pregnant. Super huge news, though. I am exploding with happiness for them. I'm so proud.
Congratulations.
I had nothing to do with anything. I'm just so happy. So congratulations to Hoppy Dumb and Lady Dumb. I am scared for your twins, but I am so happy for you at the same time. That's fantastic.
Okay. I did not have twins.
No.
Nor am I having twins.
No.
And I'm okay with that.
Yes.
However, I did level up to 79 on my champion.
Yay.
And I did a quest with a character in the Yule Festival to try and get a hobby horse. But I didn't get it.
Did you try it like once?
Yes.
I've been doing it like every darn day. And the thing is that I've been working so hard on this, I have altered my daily schedule of waking up super darn early and doing it early. And then we had like the holiday days between the holidays off. So I've been able to do it. But I altered my schedule just so to make sure I could fit in their stupid 120 quest stupidness.
Well, you did it.
Yep.
I did not alter my schedule.
Obviously, you did it once.
I did it today. I got the automatic quest and I said, yeah, I'll go with this character. I just ignored it twice on my champ. And yeah, I went with my guardian and got a hat. It wasn't all that cool, so I'm not real motivated to do it again. It's all right. It's not a big deal. I mean, I thought it was nice. I mean, I got to go cheer at Yetis, and that was cool.
That's not new.
No, but it was cool. And then I was done with it because I gotta admit, I was like, yay, I was like, oh, but you got some marks and stuff. Yeah, like 2 marks.
I know. Isn't it stingy and stupid?
It's pretty stingy. I know it's free, but at the same time,
it's not exactly free. You have to do a quest in order to do it.
It's kind of like you just threw me not even a couple of dimes, but like a couple of pennies or a couple of nickels or something.
Like I said, I get more for doing a quest.
Yeah. It's not in the season of giving. It's in the season of like kind of giving. Like, here's some kind of stuff that you can kind of have.
Well, maybe. The thing is, too, is at this point, I've done over 120 quests. I don't really need tokens.
Okay. I also,
maybe you do, but I do not have, like, the 2 extra tokens are not going to help me buy anything.
I just want to say that I also played Rift for, like, not very long, so don't be like, oh, he's playing Rift instead of Lotro, because I'm not.
I played Rift. I went and got myself a reindeer mount. It's awesome.
It took like 10 minutes to get a reindeer mount in that game. Like, seriously.
Well, they're not super fast or awesome. But
no, but they match the highest speed of your highest mount. That's the way that they do it. They, with their special ones that you can like buy, and I guess for this season, if you have a super fast mount, it matches the speed of that super fast mount. It's like a cosmetic for your mount. So
that's a good way to put it.
But all you had to do was run around and collect 10 plants in the city that were like 10 meters away.
They were like spawning like crazy.
Yes, respawned in like 5 seconds. You could imagine this, farm the same one over and over again. You didn't have to move on because it suddenly wasn't glowing anymore. And then you go back and he's like, here's a mount that matches the speed of your fastest mount. I'm like, this is super easy.
Yeah, he came and he's like, you need to go log into Rift and do this.
I'm like, this is so simple and it's pleasing and it makes me happy.
The snowboard. Have you done the snowboarding?
I did not.
That's pretty awesome too.
So. It was easy. So, yeah, it's... I'm just saying that sometimes, yes, you can go, well, yeah, but is it any fun if they just give it to you? Sometimes it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I was kind of okay with it.
Sometimes it's kind of all right.
Salus asks, any of you got the new avatars frame? Yes, if you do the More the Merrier deed tier 3, everybody gets the Yule frame for free. So I have the new Yule frame for my portrait.
Whee! It'll be available in the store for $10. No, it won't.
They've never sold a portrait. The frame that goes around your character's face.
I know. I'm just teasing.
People are predicting like the Yeti boots are going to be in the store because I wanted them so
I'm
bad.
Betting that they are. No, usually they don't put deed rewards in there.
No, I don't expect it to be in there.
The horse will be in there.
Maybe. The only one they've been selling is that Yule Steed. They're not even selling like the older one. Like the,
can I tell you? Okay,
it's not even there.
We'll get into the story news later, but I found another, like, it works in your favor kind of mistake. But The store is way too big for them these days. It's way too big. We'll get into it later. Okay, we'll go into the town crier so we can get to that.
I have issues with that. I have issues in general.
She does. But don't we all?
And now, the town crier.
So, in the season of giving, or rather not wanting to come in before their break is over, the Yule Festival has been extended.
No, the Yule Festival has been extended because they had that one day of like extended downtime that they weren't planning on.
So, graciously, they extended it 2 days.
Yes, it's going to be until January 3rd now. It was going to end on the 1st, and now you have until the 3rd to do all your stupid questing for deed gating.
Yeah, so, tis the season.
I shouldn't say it like that. I sound so...
It's a grind. You made it a grind.
It was always a grind. It was always a daily grind, but it was a daily grind that we decided when we quit, because I'm like, I could have been like, I'm going to earn enough tokens until I get my Yeti boots and be done.
Okay, well, all right. So the last Yule Festival,
I have to do all these things until I have tokens. Plus, I have to do it until I beat this deed for some stupid reason.
The only grind was if you wanted to complete like different titles and things like that. But the only thing that was really people were like, "Oh, I got to get this done," was the quest chain, and that you could do at your leisure. I even did it on a character and got all the different stuff. And so, I mean, I don't see that. I don't really count that as much of a grind because it's more of a voluntary grind. This is like, if you want all the gear that you, if you want all the really nice stuff, then you have to do all these quests in a certain amount of time. And why don't you keep doing it? And that's
why
not fun.
You keep doing it? Because it's challenge mode.
Because it's challenge mode. Yes. Because all you people who enjoy festivals want a challenge mode to it. You were like, God damn it. All those dungeon runners get challenge modes. Why don't I?
I'm hardcore too.
Yeah, I'm hardcore. I rearranged my time off from work so I could log into the Yule Festival just to get this done. Thank God, Turbine, you made it this way.
Yeah.
All right, so in case you didn't miss that, in case you missed the sarcasm, that was sarcasm. So, yeah, it's been extended 2 days. Thank you for doing that. Still ridiculous. Please, 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 please. Do not follow this pattern for the rest of the festivals because it makes babies sad.
Like Bryce comment, yo, dog, I heard you like grinding deeds. So we added deeds to your deeds so you can grind while you grind.
Excellent. All right. And just as a reminder, this is the final weekend of the Yule Festival.
That's right. It's until the 3rd. But I know a lot of people do most of their stuff during the weekend. So we wanted to remind you that it's almost over. Do the stuff now.
Yes. And I just threw this in with the official news because it's really a developer bite. But Rock X is looking into the drops and the upgraded and new dungeons. There's a little bit of... well, just bugs, really. Pulling the wrong loot tables in one dungeon.
Our favor or just bad?
No, stuff? Not in favor. Oh, not okay. In your favor. Like one of them is pulling legendaries from the wrong dungeon.
Dungeon specific legendaries?
Yeah, the legendaries, the new legendaries are tied to specific, like, different clusters in different dungeons. You can get them in multiple ones, but one of them is pulling from the wrong loot table. And also, the challenge mode in the dungeons, is not awarding the correct amount of chests. It only gives the challenge, chest. It doesn't give the regular chest. So if you defeat challenge mode, you get one chest instead of two. Yay, you beat challenge mode. And yeah, that's not working right. So he's looking into that too. Apparently that's kind of an old bug that never got fixed or something like that. So he's looking into that as well. And just others. And he's also taking a lot of suggestions from the forum thread and looking into upgrading maybe. Actually upgrading the armor is up in the air. But he is taking a lot of different input about the loot that was added in update 9. To all the dungeons, and you know, just making it a little bit better. So, there you go.
Good job.
That's it, because nobody's in... Other people were just messing around.
Yeah, this is going to be a short week. A short show, because there's not a whole lot of news. But
we can talk a lot, so it's okay.
Yeah, we ramble.
We'll still kill some time.
Yeah, don't worry.
All right, moving on to store news.
Okay, everybody get your angry faces on.
Grr.
No, I don't mean angry. So, Katani noticed that in the store, the bone set, I think that's how it's called, bone set for the Warsteed Cosmetics is back in the store. This keeps kind of like popping in and out without announcements, without any kind of clue when or where it's going to come from.
That's because they don't know.
Yeah, it's part of our main like gripe with the store right now. But it's back in the store, so if you were one of those folks who saw the bone set, said, oh my gosh, that's awesome, I need to have it, but could not find it in the store because it was gone, it is still marked as a limited time set, but we have no time frame of when it's going to go out of the store. But the bone set is currently available, and there's a picture of that. Katani has it on our site, so if you want to check it out, in our post called New Warsteed Cosmetic Bundles in the Store. Moving on from that... last week, we talked about the Steed of Victory and the Steed of Dolbaran in the store. They were travel mounts that came with Warsteed appearances for 1,995 turbine points. Well, this week, Katani found in the store a Heavy Assault Set and Heavy Leather Set, which were the cosmetic versions of those two horses. And they were $9.95 in the store each. So a lot of people were kind of like, what the crap? I spent an extra 1,000 turbine points for a horse I'm not going to use when all I wanted was this Warsteed set for my Warsteed. And the response that we got from Quartermaster Yu was that they've been in the store since launch and they were just named badly. And so they've removed those two items from the store. So you will not find the Heavy Assault Set or the Heavy Leather Set currently in the Lotro store, which are the sets that match the Steed of Victory and the Steed of Dolbaran cosmetic looks. I'm guessing what they're doing is they're going to rename them, which would be smart, just for clarity, that this is the cosmetic set for the Steed of Victory and this is the cosmetic set for the Steed of Dolbaran. We do know that these were on Bull Roar. I bought these on Bull Roar. I actually had them. But I have not seen it. And several other people have claimed that this has never been on live. And that Quartermaster Yu is mistaken. I'm not going to call him a liar because he may have just thought that it was live. Because it was.
I don't remember seeing them, and I'm pretty sure I looked at the Warsteed Cosmetics. I'm pretty sure everybody looked at the Warsteed Cosmetics.
Yeah, so they are mistaken that they were in the store since Rohan, but they are being pulled, I'm guessing, to get renamed so that they match the steed as well. Several people are very upset that they... they paid an extra 1,000 turbine points.
I think a lot of people would really, you know, as far as, you know, people being upset and stuff, I think people would like the option of chopping this price is essentially a little bit over half and just being able to get the Warsteed cosmetic instead of having to get, I mean, some people would like to be, to get, you know, the whole thing. But I think having the option of just getting that set is a good idea.
I think it's a good idea too, but I think that the problem
was... implementation was poor.
Well, I think the implementation was poor, but I think that it was also, it seemed to some people sinister because before the only way to get like my Minstrel Steed set was to buy the Minstrel Steed. That was I cannot buy just the Minstrel Cosmetic set. So the kind of precedent that we had was you have to buy the steed to get the cosmetic set. So when people saw just the steed, they said, well, I have to buy it if I want to get the cosmetic set. And then like a week later, oh, there's just the cosmetic set. What the crap, turbine? So I think that knowing now that can happen, that, these store exclusive steeds can have just the Warsteed cosmetic, it's something to note. So if you like something and know that you're not a horse collector, you're never going to use the travel mount, wait to see if there's a cosmetic version. And hopefully Turbine has gotten the message that we're sending them here and realizes that these things need to go out at the same time. These things have to be named the same thing. And it has to be clear that they're the same thing. Right?
Right. Well, the store's a mess, I think. It's just kind of a mess.
Things are kind of going in and out without any I don't know what's going on with Turbine's Banking. They still have not announced their 50% off sale that's going on in the Lotro market, which is still until, I think, January 4th. They don't know because I haven't seen an announcement, but there's still 50% off on stuff. If you want it, go to the Lotro market. Steam has a sale as well, 50% off. No announcement of this anywhere. Why aren't they talking about this? Why didn't they tell us that the Steed of Victory and the Steed of Tol Baran was in the store? Why aren't they telling us this stuff is there? People obviously want it, but we're not going to check the store every 20 minutes to see what's there. I can't navigate the darn thing.
Yeah, I don't. And I think that's part of the problem is that they don't even, they're not even able to navigate it. In fact, just tonight, I was looking for, what was it? Hope tokens. Just spontaneously, I was finding something.
Do they sell those?
Yeah, they do. They sell everything. The store. First of all, the store is super, super slow. It's horrible. I know that they pimped this out to somebody, some other site, and it's actually horrible. Like, if my business relied upon this, I wouldn't pay for it. In fact, I'd be super mad.
I'd be
at
like,
people
speed this up.
Or,
I think I saw a post about this, and the quartermaster, I don't remember which one it was, but they said, "Oh, that's because it's so, it's so popular. It's taken so long." That doesn't make a consumer happy.
Well, and it shouldn't make them happy either, because you know what? This is how you make money. If you're the way you make money is slow, that's not a good thing. But okay, so I went into the store today, and maybe I'm wrong, and I'm trying to look it up, but of course it's slower than hell right now. And what I did is I looked for Hope tokens, and there was a 5-use one for like 75 or 100, and then there was a 20-use one for 50. And I'm looking back and forth, and I'm like, okay, they're both 5 Hope. One's 5 uses, one's 20 uses. The one that's 20 uses is half of it. It's not on sale. I'm like, this is obviously a mistake, and you guys just don't know. You just don't know that it's not there.
Well, someone else mentioned in the comments on the Yule Fest guide that the festival tickets were only 50 turbine points. When I looked at them when the festival went live, it was 100. So it would be nice if they reduced that. But nobody knows about it. Like, I looked at them in the beginning of the thing and then didn't look at it ever again. I was like, 100 turbine points, poop on that noise.
Yeah, so, it's just a mess.
It kind of is a mess. It's kind of, you know, and I don't know if it's, they're so busy with other stuff. No, they have,
okay, no, it's, have, only it's only 25 points difference. Okay, so here we go. 5 Hope tokens, 40 minutes times 20, 50. 5 Hope plus 5 Hope token, 40 minutes times 5, 75. Which is the better deal? Which is the better deal?
I'm so confused.
One is 25 points less, but it's 4 times as much. I don't know what to do. Guys, seriously. And I'm not averse to this because I took advantage of it. And I hope everybody who listens to the podcast takes advantage of it. Because
even I'm not too lazy to make my own Hope token.
Well, I was trying to defeat a quest mob that had like 2 helpers.
So you just needed one right there.
And I had plus 4 dread because I died several times. And I'm like, sure. I just wanted it. I wanted my dread gone. It's cheaper than a dread removal. And I just, you know, I bought it and I was good.
I think that Hobbitmeister has a point here in the chat room saying turbine store problems is that they're mostly interested in selling high ticket stuff. Rule number one in selling crap, volume will win every time, reasonable prices over high ticket. And I think that's kind of true. They're kind of pushing all these, like, you know, expensive horses and stuff like that, where give us useful, reasonable priced stuff, like the quest to NPC thing.
Right.
Reasonable, totally usable, and I will buy over and over if, you know, I need it, because it's reasonable.
Well, I mean, yeah, and that's exactly what you want to do. I mean, okay, It's, you know, look at grocery stores. You have the, you have these impulse buys that are things that people like for a reasonable, well, relatively reasonable price, and they're available. Like cheap bananas, like 58 cents a pound, or
what? Nobody pays for them.
I do.
52. That's
mine. 52. Oh, sorry. 52. Sorry. I'm talking all this stuff.
39 is when I stock up. But the thing is, though, is that I think the Turbine has lost sight of, like, the microtransaction model of their store. And they're kind of going, macrotransaction. Let's get them to pay us 20 bucks at once.
Yeah. And I think you're right. Where's the, like, 50 cent gum or the... Or whatever.
Yeah,
or
the impulse buy at the checkout.
The dollar soda at the front, or actually it's like $1.75 or whatever. But you know, this individual soda at the front, what's cold and it's crisp and it's ready to go, and you're just like, ah, hell, I know I'm paying too much, but I'll buy it anyways.
What is soda?
Pop, whatever. But yeah, they're not. But you know, the quest NPC is pretty much it's kind of a good, a thing right there. It's relatively cheap. It's kind of this, you know, you shouldn't do it, but you do it anyways because it's cheap, and they'd rather put in a $50 hobby horse.
Yeah, Hobbitmeister is saying that the new Universal Toolkit, 150 turbine points, is pure win and cheap enough that I will buy it for silver characters, even though it is account bound. I could drop and share. The Universal Toolkit, in case you don't know, what is your character? A metalsmith can make those, but it's like level locked. These ones that they have in the store are 150 turbine points, and they're not level locked. So like your low level characters can use these Universal Toolkits.
That's not bad.
Pretty awesome.
But that's, you know, and that's kind of, I think that's where you really make your money. I'm not a marketing person. I'm not a salesperson, but I would think on the steady, good transactions is where you would make the most. Like the healing potions, unlocking relics, even though I was kind of miffed that that used to be a feature. But, you know, things of that nature, not the big ticket items. The per character war steeds, if you dropped them lower enough, you will probably up the amount of people who would buy it and possibly increase your profits.
Mm-hmm.
Because at this point, if I'm going to buy a horse appearance and it's for a war steed and it's $10, I'm going to be very, very picky about who I buy it for.
Or if you buy it, you're going to be like, I'll just buy one.
Yeah. But if it's like 250, I would probably make more impulse buys if I'm like, hey, I really like the steed. I had it on my other character. Yeah, I'll just go ahead and buy it. It's 250. I get 500 a month or whatever. Or, you know, and it may be a different perspective if you're a free player, premium player. But, it's kind of a good idea if you ask me, but I'm just throwing it out there. Okay. We actually had an agenda of things to talk about. What else were we talking about?
Anyway, we're done talking about the Warsteed cosmetic bundles in the store. This week, we also have new December deals that are from the 28th until the 30th. And this week, we have 30% off Tomes of Mount Strength, 30% Virtue Zeal Plus One, and 25% off Select Premium Mount Bundles. Now, I was like, what the poop is a Select Premium Mount Bundle? They mean the store exclusive mounts, and it's just the class mounts and only a couple of them. The Steed of the Hunter, the Steed of the Guardian, the Steed of the Roomkeeper, and the Steed of the Minstrel were all found in the store as 25% off. Champion and Warden were in the store, but not on sale. And at the time when I looked at this on Thursday, the Steed of the Burglar, Steed of the Captain, Steed of the Loremaster were not in the store, although they are listed on the store exclusive page. So if it's something you're interested in, maybe just hop on and look and see if it's in the store and included in the sale. I don't know why the Champion and the Warden wouldn't be.
Mm.
I think the last two that we had was the Captain and the Warden, wasn't it? Or was it the Champion and the Warden? The Champion seems like an older one to me. Or is it more recent?
No, that was a while ago.
April 16th is when it came out.
Okay.
That was when I posted a screenshot of it anyway.
But hey, you can buy the Minstrel one if you want to.
I did.
There you go.
Yeah. Only 25% off. Not the best sale that we've seen on these things, but I've been griping about the Minstrel one, so I thought I should put my money where my mouth is and buy the Minstrel one.
Maybe I'll get the Runekeeper. I do like my Runekeeper, and he does kind of deserve a fast mount.
The Runekeeper one's wearing a jumper.
Yeah, it's not real attractive, but I'm thinking war suit appearance, I could make it look pretty cool.
I made it pink.
Okay.
Baby Hobbit dresses my horse.
It does. Actually, you know, I still might get one of the other steeds for him. Just because, yeah.
What?
Like the Steed of Victory or Bard Griller.
Oh, you would rather get one of
those? Yeah, I think so.
Those are not included in the sale, I don't believe.
Yeah, well.
Just so you know. At least they weren't when I looked. Who knows what they are now? Because the store is got a mind of its own.
What are the prices on these?
Well, they're 25% off, so I think it was...
I would probably... Yeah, 25% off. I'll get the Runekeeper one. You hear that? Said,
it's not the best. It's not the best sale. We've seen up to 50% off on some, but...
Yeah.
I wanted the Minstrel Steed. I was really upset that the Minstrel Steed went away before I bought it. But now, I guess my patience is rewarded because I got it for cheaper. this week in the weekly sales, a plus 500 enhanced reputation supply is available for 25% off. You actually reviewed this once in a store explorer post that went away.
Yeah.
This gets a meh. Pretty much all these get a meh because they're kind of, if you want it. If you're like somewhere and you're like, oh, I'm going to be grinding some reputation or I'm going to turn in a bunch of reputation, pop one of these beforehand.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I think. That's my personal opinion. I think it's good. I mean, it really helps, especially since they craft, a lot of crafting is gated these days. Or if you want to do some of the world.
Gated by reputation?
Some of them are. Some of the recipes are. Oh. Yeah.
That would be why I don't have them.
Yes. Legendary slot unlock. I'm actually happy about this because I could use some of these.
I think these go up to several people in the chat in the comments were saying this goes up to 10 now.
Right, it does.
Yeah, I don't buy this.
It's actually kind of useful in the new lands running around having them all unlocked because, you know, we got two additional with Rohan. And I find that I could use these, especially because I seem to... I have a bunch of allies going at the same time, so yeah, I could use this.
They're not bad, but they're just kind of a meh. Like,
yeah, I'm not saying they're necessary. You can just go through. I mean, the ones that you have, all the faster. So,
and finally, we have legacy tier upgrades for 25% off.
Nah, not real hot on this. I know some people do it, but this is really only necessary if you're actually trying to craft the quintessential legendary item.
So this is like you're doing this to your final.
Yeah, if you really wanted to, because I forget what level it is, but when you add when you replace a legacy, it comes in at a pretty low tier, and the higher the tier, the more points or the less points it costs to level it up. So you gotta really want it though. I think Katani told me one time that she doesn't even really bother replacing her legacies unless she absolutely has to. But I don't quote me on that.
She's screaming at this. What? I never said that.
Well, because it's expensive. I mean, to level it up because it comes in so I forget what level it is, but it comes in so low.
Two.
Two. Yeah, that's pretty low. Cost.
When you replace one, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, two.
Yeah, that's pretty low. So you really only replace it if you really have to, from what I know.
Good, I don't feel so bad when I sell them back to the vendor trash.
No.
Because they make you take it off, and I'm like, yeah, I don't want this crap.
You have to.
And I sell it back to the vendor.
Yeah, it's not that great. So
I do not want this in my bags.
Yeah, and you think about it, because if you replace more than one legacy, you might as well get a new ally at that point, because it's just going to cost you too much, or it's going to be a lot of grinding to get... Well, I think you can get these with marks. I'm not sure. I don't know. I haven't checked the skirmish vendors in a long time.
You can. Katani... No, not the legacy tier upgrades.
Okay.
Reputation ones. Katani sent me a special message to let me know... that you can get those from the skirmish vendor because she knows that I don't know poop about reputation. She's so helpful.
She is.
She's like, oh, this is on sale. Golden Star doesn't know about this.
NCSCM News, Raiden continues his introductory guide to raiding.
This part is his 4. Final part. This is his final part where he's talking about the time commitment of somebody who raids, setting up their UI. This is super useful for somebody. Even if you're not a raider, I suggest you read this section where he's talking about raid assists and skill target forwarding. You can use this even if you're in a small fellowship.
It really helps.
Yeah. I mean, these are useful tips for any kind of group, not just raiding. So that is very useful. He talks about conjunctions, which... You know, being the Dumb's official burglar, pretty familiar, and yeah, I do those a lot.
Right.
And he talks about voice chat also, and plugins.
Yeah, there's a lot here. So.
And he goes on and on and on, in Raiden style.
Yeah, Raiden has very lengthy posts, but they're always very, very useful.
And it has the traditional 7,000 footnotes. And Raiden stuff. Anyway, I'm teasing. It's a great article. You should check it out. Even if you're not a raider, like I said, it's going to have some tips in there that you probably didn't know about.
All right. Also, Lost Techs Under the Eaves Part 2 got released. So glad to have Lost Techs coming back.
I know. And he's sending me more. He's all like, I'm sorry this one's late. I'm like, dude, we're only on 2. You're good.
Yeah. And
this was a great article by Braden again. He rated the dwarves of the Hobbit movie. He did it based off of how it looks like a dwarf, if it acts like a dwarf, the beard of the dwarf, and the badass factor. a very, very funny, well thought out post, worth reading. I enjoyed it. And at the end, because there was 13 dwarves, and 13 is an unlucky number, he also included Tyrion Lannister from the Game of Thrones series.
That's funny. I gotta say, I kind of agree with him that Dwalin was my favorite. I totally want that Dwalin action figure. I do. Because all the weapons and everything. It was so awesome.
One of them, the I guess maybe I missed this. We actually went and saw The Hobbit this week. Baby Hobbit went to Oma Hobbit's house for cookie making, and we took the opportunity to run to the theater for a matinee. And but people are arguing that one of the dwarves deserves a higher badass factor because he had an axe in his head. Dory? I don't remember that. Let's see. Giridigil, which I said wrong. Official recount demanded on Dory's badass factor. The guy had a goblin axe permanently stuck in his frontal lobe.
Really? I will have to reread that part. Can I say that my only complaint
about... No, I mean, he's saying from the movie. This is all from the movie. Okay.
Can I only say that my biggest complaint about the dwarves was Ori? I don't know why we need a stupid hobbit or a stupid dwarf in there.
He's kind of simple.
He is, but he's...
kind of special.
I don't know why that was necessary.
Those are the baby hobbits' favorite, though. I got a bucket at the theater, and we go through and read all the hobbit the dwarf names, and she loves the Dory Nori Ori. She goes, Dory Nori Ori! She loves that part.
And while Feely and Keely were kind of cool, do we need sexy dwarves, too? I don't know.
I guess we needed some eye candy. Feely was pretty cool. I mean, he got like a 10 badass factor because of all the killing he was doing.
Yeah. But, Feely and Keely were cool. James Nesbitt, though, awesome. Love James Nesbitt. He's awesome. That was Bofur, in case you're wondering. This one.
Yes.
I love James Nesbitt. He's awesome.
I don't know who that is, but okay.
He's a very cool actor. He's done so many cool things. He really has.
Happy says you always need sexy dwarves.
Aline says, Merrick, you don't understand that.
I don't understand it either, because I run around with Sodom and Dummy Dumb. Sodom is constantly naked. It's not sexy.
Yeah. I thought Thorin was pretty spot on, but I really liked I liked Dwalin the best. Dwalin was I liked having that they had a gruff
He looked like
real
a
real warrior. They needed at least one warrior. I mean, I know that they were all mostly unexperienced or and young, and they're kind of all doing this for Thorin. But I thought Ori was the only one I thought was a little bit over the top. So that's all right. That's
all
right.
I really need to see the movie to enjoy this post, because he's got a picture of every dwarf.
No, you don't. You don't.
And he hides all the spoilers in little spoiler tags, so you shouldn't be ruined.
We have spoiler tags that don't show unless you make them show.
So it's up to you to spoil your own spoilers.
Yeah. So, no, it's a good movie, too. It's definitely not 100%, maybe about 75% actual.
They're doing a lot more backstory. I got a message on Facebook, and I didn't actually confirm this was true, but somebody sent me a congratulations on Facebook saying that I got one of the most right answers in the Riddles in the Dark.
That's good. Good.
I did better than the Tolkien professor, he said.
It's hard to know. Jackson did change a lot of stuff. I mean, there's one storyline that doesn't even exist, but...
I'm just saying I'm a good guesser.
No, you are a good guesser.
All right. I'm in Peter Jackson's brain, man.
Yes, you are. Okay, back to the show. The weekly poll is on Lotro's store purchasing. This week's poll was suggested by Kia. Last week's poll. She wants to know, how do you plan your purchases in the Lotro store? 55% said, I wait for the item I need / want to be on sale before purchasing them. 32% said, I buy the item when I need / want it, sale or no sale. 11% say, it's on sale, I love it, I buy it. 2% said, I've never bought anything at the store. And 14 people at a 0% said other and left a comment. Okay. This week's poll is, now that the hobby horse has made it into the game, what should the next mount that's introduced? And
this is a joke poll, people. Funny. I've already got complaints saying, we don't need any more goofy mounts. Me, 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 me. Get your grumpy pants off and get your funny pants on, because this is a joke.
A sled being pulled by bunnies. I like that.
So, yeah, now that the hobby horse is introduced, and there's even another option to give your own funny things. And I totally missed the stag mount.
Aw.
Mah! Anyway, so that's this week's poll. It's just goofy fun. Have fun with it.
Okay. We also have a triple pack giveaway.
Yeah, so this was supposed to be last week for a Christmas present. And I kind of suck and missed it. So I'm very, very sorry. This is a gift to the CSTM rate listeners from Tevil, an elven runekeeper on the Maiar server. He's given us a triple pack to give away to one lucky listener to CSTM. And Merrick, go ahead and read his email.
All right. Dear Golden Star and Merrick and Baby Hobbit, recently during the 50% offer, I bought a code for the triple pack in the Lotro market for a colleague's account. However, someone else in our kinship reminded us that we had already bought and registered a code for the legendary edition of Rise of Isengard that included the Path of the Fellowship. However, on that account a long time ago. His intervention came just in time, since we were just about to apply the code. The turbine, my account information on the web did not list the previous Rise of Isengard registration. I searched back in my mail history and luckily was able to find a screenshot with a confirmation after we had applied the ROI code to his account. So now we skipped the useless triple pack code and bought an ROR base edition for him instead. I checked my own account, only to find that the info provided on Turbine My account was not complete. Big surprise. Either the Riders of Rohan Legendary Edition is missing in my account overview. Strange, isn't it? Is this a common thing? Pretty much. Does anybody know how to get the correct account info? Yes, you'll need to call them.
It's weird that it's not listed, though.
I would call them. Just call them. Now the code for the triple pack is still unused. My first thought, so I might offer it on eBay. But hey, then I thought, I always wanted to support your awesome podcast in some way, so maybe you want to have the code and use it as a giveaway for the coming episode around Christmas. Here it is. And the code is... Just kidding.
So sorry. Okay, I'm doing the random winner now. I'm getting some feedback of who does and doesn't want it, because I want to make sure that this code goes away to somebody who uses it, because it was very nice for him to give it to you guys, right?
Right.
So, here we go. Aline Schulten.
Ah, no. Not no? Aline. I'm just kidding.
Oh. Aline, do you need this?
Aline, would you like the triple pack?
No, give it to Merrick. Merrick's free account will use this.
No, knock it off.
I just channel her.
Yay, Aline, grats. Aline kind of deserves it. Aline is not in the U.S. and stays up until like 3 a.m. to listen to us every single freaking
week. Well, and this is from a German listener, too. It's kind of, you know.
It's copacetic.
So, Aline, I will send this to you later. I can't get my stupid computer to work with me right now, but I promise you this is your code and you will have it before I go to bed tonight.
I'll just read it off to her.
Oh, good. Good idea.
maybe we'll just go into Razor Glass instead. I think Aline would appreciate that. What do you think, Aline?
She says her sound's gone.
Aw. I fixed it, you guys. I put it so it's in both channels. I told you, break stuff.
Aline, what I said is I will send this to you later, okay?
And I told you I'd read it on the prayer.
They did not just read the code to her. Oh, that was a mean trick.
No.
Not so congratulations. That. Thank you so much to Taviel. I'm sure I'm saying your name wrong. I'm very sorry. And but thank you very much. It was very nice of you to share that with our listeners. And Aline is very grateful.
Everyone, please raise your glass with me.
Steve writes, hello again.
Oh God. It's very dramatic, Steve.
Steve's just that kind of guy. I have had a lifetime membership of the game since 2007, but never really made it that far. I'm returning to the game after the Hobbit movie, reigniting my interest in the game. Turbine's very glad to hear that. I am very torn on where to start. I have a 58 Guardian, a 40 Warden, and a 33 Champion.
I'm out.
I have not played since before the Isengard expansion came out. The Guardian was good, and remember wanting to play him in overpower stance, but it was weak at the time. Is it better now? Yes, it's actually a lot better now. It's very much better. They removed a lot of the hindrances, made it just better in overpower. I also love the Warden, but I'm sure I'd be totally lost with the Gambit system. You and pretty much everybody else. I like the Champ do the high DPS, but it feels very squishy at times. Also, he's the lowest level, and I really don't want to play the zones I remember. Looking forward to see the zones I never saw. Anything after Mario. I guess I'm wondering which I should continue with. I know you have some experience with the classes. I remember some of the older shows raving about the Warden. The Warden's good.
The Warden's still really good.
Which do you think would be smoother leveling experience, the Warden or the Guardian? I have no interest in tanking, if that helps.
Go for the Guardian.
Yeah, probably the Guardian's the easiest. Warden's really good, too. It's got a good range stance, a good DPS stance. Guardian has good DPS and good tanking. I mean, both of them kind of are really complementary. The Warden does have, probably better self-heals, or actually does have better self-heals. The Guardian can take harder straight-on hits.
I mean, they changed things enough that he's going to relearn no matter what he starts over with, right?
I
or do you think, like if he popped onto his champion, would it be not that much different than...
You die a lot more.
Okay.
No, champion is pretty similar, I think. I think, gosh, which one would be easier? Let me just say this. The Warden, I would not let the Gambits get in your way. You'll get in, if you play it, you're gonna get in. You're gonna find the ones that you find most useful, and you're gonna get used to them. You get used to the ones that you actually, the gambits that you want to use, and you pretty much forget the rest of them. You know, give both of them a level and see which one you like the most. I would say...
So you're saying the champion's out?
Yeah. I mean, he sounds like he doesn't really want to play the champion. I think if you're looking... The champ is still pretty squishy.
Harperla is saying at level 40, there are no multi-builders for the Warden. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, there really aren't.
I'm just reporting.
I would say, you know, don't let the idea of gambits scare you. You'll get used to them and you'll get used to the gambits and you'll find the ones that you'll find that you use, I don't know, maybe like 10 at the most. Yeah. But champs are fun too. I like my champ. That's actually what I'm leveling first through Rohan. But yeah, that's just my thing. Yeah.
If you want to play something that's not a melee class, look me up. I'll help you out there.
Yeah.
I'm out of this conversation. I have minstrels none, are good. I have none of those characters.
The chat room is saying that minstrels are really good too. So yeah, and they are.
But. Minstrels are, let's say, the most awesome.
They are pretty good.
Our next email is from Harperella. Hello, American Golden Star. I'm pleased to inform you that the top guild leader contest has concluded with Harperella as the winner.
Yay!
Congratulations, Harperella!
That's pretty awesome. That is pretty awesome. That's an accomplishment.
And congrats, Harper Mouse, on your new laptop. My personal thanks to Casual Stroll to Mordor for hosting my call to arms and sticking with me through thick and thin. If not for your help, this contest would never have taken off.
Well, let's also give yourself kudos for the tenacity that you had sticking with the whole thing.
Yeah, for real. Congratulations. This is fantastic. She continues. Now that the contest is concluded, it's time for the next great thing. We're throwing a 12th night ball in the Hall of Fire this January the 5th at 3 p.m. server time on Landreval. We have 5 bands booked for 3 hours of music, social dancing, pipeweed smoking, and cake. There will be cake. No lie. This cake will be very like the cake in the Smith of Wooten Major. Well, let's try again. Very, very much like the cake in the Smith of Wooten Major, so chew carefully. A lord and lady of the ball will be chosen, and their proclamations must be followed by all of the attendees save one. The jack of the ball will be free of any compulsion to follow any of the royal proclamations. Instead, he must follow the orders of every guest in the hall. A fashion play will replace the traditional passion play, where the latest winter outfits will be on display in glittering glamour. It's a night of magic, a night of fun, a night of mischief, and enchanting memories. Harperella.
Right. Gwathel writes, "Hey, Golden Star, I was listening to the podcast. Thanks for the help you and Merrick gave me on the last question. Now I got a better question to your turbine cards problem. I was at Best Buy and they didn't have them, but they had Steam gift cards. I bought that. And let me add money to my Steam wallet, so I was able to purchase points through Lotro from my Steam wallet. And the best thing is, you get the bonus points, so it's much better than the Turbine Points card, since you get the bonus points also. I hope this helps. Gwathel of Landreval." It does help, because we found out this week that our GameStop doesn't sell many cards. They do have Steam gift cards, but they don't have, like,
it's a good idea, any cards Steam anymore. Gift cards, and then you could also get the... They have the double bonus points still going on until the tomorrow, I think, the 30th is when they... Or the third soonish. So the double bonus points, it's worth it more when you could buy a card to pay for it, if you ask me.
That's a good idea.
So excellent tip. Thank you, Gwathel. Gwathel. Gwathy. Gwathel.
Just go.
Hergay writes, "Hello, Golden Star and Merrick. Just wanted to drop you an email to thank you. I haven't played Lotro since beta. I'm a follower of Sip and Merrick's Too Long Didn't Listen for a while now. I'm very sorry. And finally made the jump over to Casual Stroll. After listening to several of your podcasts, I restarted my account and jumped in. On my first day, yesterday, I finished the intro quest, tried my hand at the Yule Festival, and hit level 9 with both my champion and my minstrel. I was wondering if either of you had any suggestions on what a new player should look out for. Thanks again for your time spent on your podcast. I'm currently listening to the backlog as I quest." Again, I'm sorry. Chris. P.S. My characters' names are Hergay and Sendwig. I'm sorry. On the Land Something server. I'm guessing Landreval. That's our server, by the way. So look for Golden Star and Meridoc. Not Merrick. Meridoc. It was the first RP server I saw. Do you have any suggestions for what he should be looking out for? He's level 9.
Just have fun at this point, really. I really can't think of anything.
I think that if you're looking for fun stuff to do, go check out the chicken play quests in the Shire. And they're also quests. You'll get experience for them. I'm not sending you to do junk.
Okay, and we also have a voicemail from Farlo of Landreval. Let's see.
Hello, Merrick, Golden Star, and Baby Hobbit. This is Farlo from Landreval, and I would like to wish you and all the great friends of Casual Stroll to Mordor a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, thank you, Farlo, for being the only one brave enough to use the new voicemail system.
Congratulations, Farlo. You win at life.
Thank you, Farlo. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for the message. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you as well.
All right. Sario says in player achievements, after receiving Tharlok's Blade in a raid, which is awesome, I decided that a hero of my renown needed a much grander showcase for my trophy, so I upgraded to a deluxe hobbit hole. I love having extra storage chests. Otherwise, just been running winter home quests and figuring out what adventures to have next. Sario on Riddermark, Lords of Moria.
Aline Schulten.
No, Aline already won something. We can't say.
She was randomly picked as a player event. She's a random pick winner today. Hawkson of Mucking Fuddle, Gilrain. I still said it right. Started a new burglar, and she is level 30 now and hard on her way to be in Moria at the end of the week. She actually reports that she's now 40, not 30. She needed to update them. She's pretty much crazy leveling. Also, I'm really busy with the preparations for New Year's part that Mucking Fuddle is giving on December 30th at 2100 hours UK time in front of the Prancing Pony. The band will be playing there as well. Everyone is welcome to come and party with us.
All right. Glilradel says, Glirithel of Landreval, there we go, finally started adventuring again after 12 month hiatus. Level 77 mounted combat is an absolute hoot as a minstrel. We're gods, I tell you.
It's turbine, true.
Turbine points have stacked up in the intervening time, debating on a name change.
And Leander writes, after much toil, Leander, there's a pronunciation guide there, of Gladden reached level 50. Only 35 levels to go.
All right. Donations, we'd like to thank Peter K.
Thank you, Peter K.
And
that was
okay,
it.
So people are asking if we're going to do a year in review show.
No.
Probably not.
Well, a review of what?
Well, let's just say this has been the year where Turbine has really kind of...
Riders of Rohan was great.
...tried to feel their way through the store debacle, and I really don't think they did the greatest of jobs.
Yeah, I think that Riders of Rohan was good, although there's like the delay and this instance cluster hoo-ha stuff. But I kind of agree that the store itself seems a bit lost. It's not focused and giving us the information that us as players really need. The forums are still a piece of junk, and I still love this game.
Yeah, the game's pretty good. It's not been a decline in interest. Every time I get into the game, I'm very interested in it. My lack of playing has been more just personal adjustment more than anything. It's not like, oh, I hate Lodra or anything like that. It's more like, my computer's now down in the basement. I have to be more judgmental about when I actually go downstairs. Gosh.
What?
I still like it. I think mounted combat's really cool. I think the store has been an awful mess. I think their communication has kind of deteriorated with the public and with the media as well. I think they're really trying to find their way through free-to-play and making it both successful and trying to maintain an expansion a year. And I think they're finding it to be a lot more difficult than they had. I was very disappointed to see people cut back from their jobs. That's a big disappointment to me. I think that they did a... I think Rohan, for the most part, is really beautifully done. They added a lot of really cool systems to the game and made it a lot more accessible and a lot more just manageable and fun. But at the same time, yeah, as far as communications, I think communication and the store have just been really the biggest points that I've just been kind of shaking my head. And, you know, It's not too bad. All in all.
Do you have any in-game resolutions for this year? Like playing?
Yeah, to hit 85 before the next expansion's announced.
I'm halfway to 82, through 82. I'm almost 83. I am at your three level limit, just so you know, because you're 79 and I'm 82.
Right.
Just wanted to make you aware of that. I'm almost 83. So I don't think that 85 is going to be a problem for me. I don't want to give a resolution that I'm not going to keep, such as like, I'm going to work on reputation or I'm going to work on crafting, because I don't like those things. I'm going to try to skirmish more.
I'd like to get another character up to max level, so I'd have three characters at max level. Probably my captain will be the next one to go. After my champ, it'll be a toss-up between taking the Guardian through Rohan. I don't know. I really don't like to repeat a place anymore twice in a row. So I might take the Captain through Mirkwood and maybe a little bit through Isengard and then maybe return to my Guardian. But yeah, I'd like to get three up to level cap before the next increase. So there. There you go.
Hoppy says, finish in their absence with the Dumbs. That's a good one.
That's a good one. Before, that would be worth it.
Before the twins arrive, because I'm pretty sure that the Dumbs are going to have some problems when the twins arrive.
Yeah. Hoppy and Lady Dumb might find themselves. I'm so excited. That's going to be rough. It's going to be cool, but it's going to be rough.
Oh, yeah. Baby Hobbit kicks my butt, and she's only one. I can't imagine what two is going to be like, but I'm so happy.
At least you got two of you. One for each.
That's right.
Sleep as often as you can.
Yeah, enjoy your sleep now. We're still not sleeping, and it's 3 years later.
Yeah, so speaking of sleep, how can people contact us?
They can contact us whenever they feel like it, but I don't promise to answer right away. You can visit our blog at casualstrollnomordor.com. You can send us an email to podcast@casualstrollnomordor.com or leave us a voicemail like Farlow did through the send us a voicemail button that's on the side of our blog. We're available to follow on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and Steam. You can leave us a review on iTunes, and I would appreciate it. I'll actually look at it. If you are from a different country than the U.S., you need to tell me if you leave a comment, because we don't have any Macs, and so I have no easy way of seeing other countries' reviews.
Yeah, it's ridiculously hard.
It's stupid. Stupidly difficult. So just let me know that you did it, and I'll go find it. Other than that, you can listen to us live every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Middle Earth Network TV. And we want to wish everybody a very happy 2013.
So happy New Year, everybody. Have a good, rest of 2012. We'll see you in 2013. And thank you very much for making it a great year.
It's been a lot of fun. Our third year of CSDM. Let's keep going, I guess.
All that motivation in there. All right.
Good night, everybody. Happy New Year.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.